Start the day in the Torah way in conjunction with the Al Chikala, North West London, Kof Aleph Teves, 28th December, Rabbi Pinchas Roberts.
I must say, the Yoima de Pagra by the Goyim should have had some religious content. It's to celebrate for them something of religious significance, which is for them religious significance. One would have expected that the Goyim do it in some sort of religious manner. Unfortunately, as you know, they have do it in a different way. Nothing to do with Das, nothing to do with religion. On the contrary, Klal Yisrael, for us, it's of no religious significance whatsoever. It's mamash a bittles man, and Yidden utilize it for Divrei Torah. It's extremely praiseworthy that Yidden should come together, spend a little bit of their free time to hear Divrei Torah. I want to talk this morning, probably won't finish, but I want to talk this morning a shaila which can easily happen. I'm sure it does happen. And I want to share with you some thoughts on the matter. The scene is as follows. I'm walking Shabbos morning to shul. I got up very early, said Birchas HaTorah and Brachas, I was Ma'aviv Seder, and I went to shul. On the way to shul, I meet up with someone, I can see his bleary eyes, he's certainly he just got up. He hasn't davened, he hasn't done anything, he's running to shul. He got up like, well, as long as he comes in time for shul, at least. And I want to tell him, I've just seen a beautiful vort, I'd like to share with him, as we're walking on the way in Bren Street, I'd like to share with him a vort. But I'm sure that this person hasn't said any Birchas HaTorah. I could ask him, I don't necessarily want to embarrass him, but it looks as if he's just dropped out of bed. I'm sure he hasn't said Birchas HaTorah. Am I allowed to say a discuss or to say a Dvar Torah with this person who hasn't yet said Birchas HaTorah? A little bit later we'll the same shaila in a slightly different context, but that would suffice for the moment. Can I speak to somebody and share with him a Dvar Torah if he hasn't said any Birchas HaTorah in the morning? What's the shaila? The shaila is the following. One is not allowed to learn any form of limud without making Birchas HaTorah. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Sin Mem Zayin. You have to say Birchas HaTorah before you learn. It also says the Shulchan Aruch and Sin Mem Kuf Samach Tes. Somebody comes to your house and you want to give him something to eat or to drink, and you know that this person does not make a blah. He's never been taught a masonist. You know he's not going to make a blah. Saying Shulchan Aruch clearly, you're not allowed to give food or drink to somebody who's definitely not going to make a blah, and he's going to make a blah, and he won't make a blah. Good if you were a Yid, you try to encourage him to make a bracha. The fact is, if the person's not going to make a bracha, you're not allowed to give him food. You're Messiah, you're Avera, it's Lifnei Iver. You're marshal the Yid in eating food without a bracha. If you're not allowed to give a person food without a bracha, or you allowed him to feed him with Torah without a bracha, it also needs a bracha. And in certain respects, our child is worse than Shulchan Aruch. Well, in Shulchan Aruch, you can say, I put food down on the table. He doesn't have to make a bracha yet. He'll make a bracha maybe in a few minutes. As far as I'm concerned, I'm like a gromo. I'm not doing anything for the moment. Putting food on the table in itself, it's not Avera as yet. It'll only be an Avera when he comes a few minutes later and he eats the food. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch says you know how to do that. Kol shekein, if I feed him food at the moment I say advar toira, I'm immediately being machsum nisa. You're hearing advar toira without a bracha. Oid yoyse, not making a bracha on food is a isad rabon. Birchus a toira is a deraisa. They pass the mishimur of Shem Shagzadiyah. That the need to make a bracha birchus a toira is a deraisa. So I'm machsum him in something, you're not going to make a deraisa of a bracha. So it's even worse than food. And it takes place straight away. It's not a delayed action thing. In the chur of a pastor, I very much like to tell him that I'm bursting to tell him the good word. I'll get it. You stop me there and say, I can't talk to him. The chur. And I said, thought to myself, in Shulchan Aruch, maybe there's a way out. Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, Sim Mem Zayin, Hamaharer B'divrei Torah Ein Tzorich Brach. Somebody who doesn't verbalize divrei Torah, merely thinks advar Torah. There you go on the street. I'm sure when you go on the street, you're thinking certain things in Torah. Some of lech v'adech, some trapped in them. In Shulchan Aruch says somebody who's a maharer b'divrei Torah, that divrei Torah which is behiru doesn't require brach. So Rabbi Mishnah Berurah says, "Shem Rishonim." Hiru lav kedivur dami. Torah says with dibar tabam. Torah is dibur. You speak your Torah with dibur. And this person's not speaking dibur. He's maharu. Oh, maharu. It's not with dibar tabam. Hiru loy tzor bracha. It's pasul mechap. In Shulchan Aruch, it's clear cut day, and nobody argues explicitly in Shulchan Aruch no more. So I thought to myself, if so, I'm saying it about Torah. I'm speaking to somebody who's listening. From his point of view, it's nothing more than Hirur. So I'm not being machshuli, because for Hirur, he doesn't need a bracha. So absolutely nothing wrong whatsoever. For Shteizach, if you want to say, yeah, but Chavil Epes Amrus, oh, you'll say, no, you must speak. I can speak and you can't speak. You have to think and I do the talking. If he would want to reply to me, respond to me, or something, or argue with me, I would have to tell him, I'm telling you, sorry, it against me. I can talk, you can't. That's how it would be. About the chola bogus, I could tell him that. You just listen and accept what I'm telling you. But it's not so precious. First of all, the Vilna Gaon argues with the Din in Shulchan Aruch. The Gaon is mechul. The Gaon says it's not true. What do you mean? I'm harim into a Torah, doesn't it? Bracha. The Torah does say we debar to them, that's true. But the Torah also says, "Vahogisa bo yoimon v'layla," and he going is machshove. Therefore, since you're mekayim a mitzvah, whenever you're thinking, learning, you're mekayim a mitzvah, "Vahogisa bo yoimon v'layla." So that's also a mitzvah limud Torah. So why aren't you mechuyev to make a bracha because of the hogisa of the going, even if it's behirul? But does he going? Does a mitzvah Torah? So the Gaon says, "I'm a harim b'divrei Torah, chayav a bracha." Because of the Hagisa, Boyayim of life. These are the Gaon. The dispute between the Gaon and Shulchan Aruch is not really for me to talk about today, because the advice is of course off. The Pshat in Shulchan Aruch is quite clear. What Shulchan Aruch holds is, the Torah says, where do we know the bracha b'chus ha-Torah? Kishem Hashem ekra, hovu goyle l'keinu. The Torah says, Kishem Hashem ekra, when there's a kriya, when you say something, it's a bracha. If you don't say something, the Torah doesn't require a bracha. I hear it is also a mitzvah, but on hear the chazal will not mechayev a bracha. The Torah, the kechiv a bracha, which is a b'chus ha-Torah, that's kishem Hashem ekra, that's only kriya. If I'm not making any kriya, I'm not speaking, I'm meharir. Yeah, it can well be the meharir is also a mitzvah, v'gizah v'yola. But if they're a mitzvah, v'gizah v'yomalai, the chazal will not mechayev a bracha. They have Shulchan Aruch. But the Gaon is mechud. Good help, she says. Going holes, the Vagisa Yom Valar is a ikke mitzvah Torah. If so, you mechuyev a bracha. So therefore, for me to talk to somebody who hasn't said Birchas HaTorah, I would be involving him in a machlekes and machaber, and they're going, no, they're going, I can't speak to him, no, the Shulchan Aruch, I can't speak to him. And then I looked in the Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says a chiddush. The Rav has got halachas in Hilchos Talmud Torah chiddush in the Roy. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, he's quoted the Mishnah Berurah, quotes on countless occasions. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, Shnei Zal, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in chiddush in the Roy. And he talks about Maharav B'Divrei Torah. And he says, like Shulchan Aruch says, the Maharav B'Divrei Torah ain't sort of brother. I think he said Shulchan Aruch, not like the God. But then he adds, but Hashomea B'Divrei Torah, sort of brother. If you hear, if you're sitting by yourself and thinking about Torah, mask him, Shulchan Aruch says, you don't need a brother. But if you hear a Dvar Torah from somebody else, which is our scenario, then you mechuyis to make a book. Fabulous. So, Hashomer ka'oyne b'piv. Somebody you hear is a dvar Torah from somebody else, as if he said it himself. Ah, if you said it yourself, and you think I'm mechuyis a book. So he's sitting right. He's not a lone voice in this opinion. The Tehillah L'David haltazoi. The Halachas Ketanas haltazoi. Hashemeya divrei Torah for somebody else, Shemeya ka'oina, as if you're saying it yourself. Ich kenne nicht mit Chulik sein, mit Shal Rav Shulchan Aruch, they're too big. Halchastanus. Aber ich verstehe es nicht. Shemeya ka'oina is only if you might see somebody with something. Somebody's got a chiyah mitzvah. And you might see him as chiyah. That's a din. Auf dem steht Shemeya ka'oina. If he listens, he hears Megillah. I'm a chiv to hear the Megillah. I can't lay in the Megillah. Somebody's been moitzim achiv, Shemeya Koina. Or whatever it may be, or a tkir shayfa. I'm a chiv to hear shayfa. Somebody, I can't blow the shayfa. Somebody's moitzim me. Moitzim, Shemeya Koina. But somebody tells me to our Torah, it's not intended to be moitzim with anything. In other words, I'm not a chiv to hear his Torah. He wasn't a chiv to hear his Torah. So I'm not a chiv to hear his Torah. He's not moitzim with his Torah. Where do we find such a din of Shemeya Ka'oina? As if I've said the Dvar Torah because I'm merely listening to somebody else. Who does that din, Shulchan Aruch? Who does that din? Who does that din? Was it Echtina? They're too big, these gentlemen. These all these days hold of the year Dvar Torah for somebody else. You have it. Come to Hoy, is my going in the street with this gentleman with the best room in the world, the light to share with the Dvar Torah? I can't even use Shulchan Aruch of a Maharav Dvar Torah. I can't use that etta. Well, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that's only the Maharav on your own. But if you listen to somebody else telling you Dvar Torah, you zich out to make a bracha. So I'm stymied. I can't talk to this gentleman at all in the street. Great pity. I came across a similar shal, as I said before, was once asked to, so they say, to the Yashiv. Now, I can't take any responsibility. What they say over there, the neighbor of Eliashiv, my temptation is, unless I see it in print from Eliashiv, unless I heard it myself from Eliashiv, I'll share with you what I've seen written, b'shem of Eliashiv. Eliashiv was asked the following shayla, which is similar to ours, a different scene, but the same. You try going out to soil, and you go in a taxi, and the driver was there, you have a look at him, short trousers, rosin carpet. You don't need to ask him to which machne he belongs. No, I've been told you should make it, always a yid should always have some killer for choikim. So the chazani and kazani, so you know, I yet the years of the pinktel yet. We might tell it up that episode. I'd like dearly like to muzaka this yid with a dvar Torah. Tell him something simple. Ishkin ketzoyis, ishkin berberch ber. Well, a long navot, a good navot on chumash. Give him a little chizik there. A little, tell him there's such a thing as Torah in the world, and I'm oyushu in mazir elamuta. Give him a tzitzikl injection. He hasn't said any birchas ha'Torah. Doesn't look like it anyhow. Can I say a dvar Torah? Can I not say a dvar Torah? What's going to happen? Somebody said he once asked the Riyash. In Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, it's a common situation. It is said in the name of Rabbi Yashiv, I'm a Megio. You may. Why? The reason that Rabbi Yashin gave was because this gentleman who listens, who's driving, I don't know, by the way, I must say, whether it's a good thing to say a Dvar Torah to a driver. Even if he's made Birchas HaTorah. The truth of the matter is, somebody once told me, and I'm saying this as an aside, we won't finish in time, never mind my message. Somebody once told me, Mr. Meiser, that Shemina Rozich in Livrocha got into a car, a taxi to be driven somewhere. And the driver was a Shikla Rachid. And he recognized the Shemina Rov. Ooh, it's a schir to the Shemina Rov in my taxi. Chavasach Shailas, I'm now using the opportunity to ask all the Shailas. So the Shemina Rov says, the Hezheinger man, ich will mit eich nicht reden kein Wort. I won't speak to you one word. You, when you drive your car, have got to concentrate on one thing and one thing only, to drive carefully. If you're only going to get involved in a Dvar Torah with me, you're not going to have the proper concentration that you need for driving. So I'm not saying necessarily this is from the point of view of driving, maybe it's not a good Dvar Torah. I'm talking from the aspect of Dvar Torah and a Harav Torah without a Bracha. Rabbi Yashin was supposed to have answered the following. Hayois, that this driver, being what he is, unfortunately, doesn't know too much about Torah and mitzvahs. He certainly, when you say a Dvar Torah to him, is not mechaven to mekayim mitzvahs limud Torah. He hasn't got in mind when he hears a Dvar Torah with you, he's not mechaven to hear a Dvar to miyotze mitzvahs limud Torah. And since he's not mechaven to miyotze mitzvahs limud Torah, you can say him a Dvar Torah, because it's not considered that he's hearing Torah without a bracha. For him, it's not limud Torah at all, because he's not mechaven mitzvahs limud Torah. That's what Rabbi Yashin is supposed to answer. I tell you pshat, if Rabbi Yosef said it, I tell you pshat. So don't Shulchan Aruch, as you know, in the Gemara, and Shulchan Aruch, and Machlokes. Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, to Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. To fulfill a mitzvah, do you need to have Kavana that I want to fulfill a mitzvah? Or are your Yotzer mitzvah without Kavana? Every morning, for instance, we say Krishma in Davening. Krishma in the morning. You get into the Krishma, it's a Krishma, I saw it, isn't it? The halacha is, before you say the Krishma, you have to have in mind that I want to be yoitzer with the Krishma that I'm saying now. I want to be yoitzer in the midst of Krishma. When you've had that machshava, then you say a Krishma. If you're not having in mind to fulfill the midst of Krishma, then we pass in mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, you have to have a kavana. You do, I'm going, you're not yoitzer in the mitzvah. And so with all mitzvahs. You put on tefillin and everything. Normally put on tefillin, automatically you have kavana. Of every mitzvah, I have to have first in advance a kavana, I want to be yoitzer in the mitzvah. Otherwise you're not yoitzer in the mitzvah. Mele ha-yoitzer in paschus in Shulchan Aruch, mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. It's a machloikus. In Shulchan Aruch, the kumaskion of Shulchan Aruch is mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. If you're not mechaven to mekayim the mitzvah, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. Come to Chayis, this nahag who's driving the car, he hasn't got mitzvahs tikkus kavoni. He hasn't got in mind to be yoitzer mitzvahs limud Torah. If he's not having in mind, then he's not yoitzer mitzvahs limud Torah. It's nishkin mitzvah limud Torah. If so, he doesn't need to make a bracha. A mitzvah, a bracha, you only need to make on something which is mitzvahs limud Torah. There's a nishkin mitzvahs limud Torah, but it's not kavoni to be yoitzer mitzvahs limud Torah. So is the response is reported of Yash. My first reaction to that is, Sorokhin. I'll tell you what my Sorokhin is. It's true that in Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, Tamachlekas, Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days. Yeshem and Mrs. Tichas Gavona, Yeshem and Mrs. Tichas Gavona, the Halacha is out there of Shulchan Aruch, Mrs. Tichas Gavona. State in Prima Godel. The Bir Halacha means the Prima Godel. That which Shulchan Aruch is koveya mitzvahs tikkus kavana, that's lechumre. It's a machlekes. So how do we pass him? We go lechumre and we say you have to be machmi mitzvahs tikkus kavana means that if you fulfill the mitzvah without kavana, you have to do it again. Because mitzvahs tikkus kavana, that's lechumre. How will be if by saying mitzvahs tikkus kavana is gemat lekule? Then we don't say mitzvahs tikkus kavana. We say first. In our case, if you say mitzvahs tichas kavana, then you're going to come out of kula. Because you're going to say, mitzvahs tichas kavana, that this nahag is not yoitzer mitzvah. If so, he's allowed to hear a Dvar Torah without a bracha. So you're being meiku because of mitzvahs tichas kavana. Oh, then we say mitzvahs tichas kavana. Ayoyis as Shulchan Aruch only passed the Mitzvah Tzicha Avonim because it goes to Chumrah. It's not because it's Vadai. Not because you go to Chumrah. So if the Mitzvah Tzicha Avonim will lead you to a Kula, then you say the other way around. You say Mitzvahs ain't Tzicha Avonim, and you're Yoyis Mitzvah without Avonim, therefore you need to make a Bracha. No, there shouldn't be a Bracha, shouldn't be told without a Bracha. The Nela, to use that Heta of Mitzvahs Tzicha Avonim and he's not Yoyis, therefore he doesn't need a Bracha. So a Chidam, that kind of something. He's going to be a Kula. You're going to entitle, allow him to hear a Dvar Torah without a Bracha because of Mitzvah Tzichus Kavona. Go to Chumar and say Mitzvah Ein Tzichus Kavona and you're Yoitze without Kavona. Adarabah, so Bachmasan should make a Bracha for it. So he interprets. So I'm not sure whether you can rely on that. I wanted to say a different Chiddush. Not my chiddush so much. I mean, the chiddush already stated in the Rishonim. But the chiddush stated in the Rishonim is itself a chiddush. A gvaldik chiddush. I don't like keeping people over the time, so I'll only be able to touch on the chiddush. But the chiddush has got wide implications. Wide implications. There's a chiddush in Masechta Brachos. Tev Tezvov Amad Aleph. Steht der gewaltige Chiddush. In the Rishonim. Not in the Achronim, in the Rishonim. In Tosfos HaRosh in Brachos. Tosfos HaRosh in Brachos sagt der gewaltige Chiddush. The Gemara says there, Rabbi Yossi, one of the Tanoim, was of the opinion that if you say Kriyishma and you don't hear the words that you're saying, not Mashmir Lo'oznov, you're not Yoytze Krishma. Krishma, you have to hear the words. Don't you couldn't have to say them. You have to hear the words. If you don't hear them, you're not Yoytze. That's what Yoytze Shitta. Shitta in the Mishnah, that's what. Well. Then the Gemara brings a Mishnah in Trumos. In Trumos it says there that somebody who can speak, Hamadaba Ve'ena Shoymeya. He can speak, but he can't hear. And he's mafrish truma, and he didn't make a bracha. So a chula, if you didn't make a bracha, or even if he did make a bracha, but he can't hear the bracha, so according to Rabbi Yossi, you're not Yossi with the bracha. He made a bracha. Aber ed konish, eine shemeya. Right, Rabbi Yossi, if you don't hear, you're not Yossi. Come to Chorus, this gentleman was Mafish Shuma with a bracha, which he wasn't Yoitz with a bracha. So the choice is a Rosh. Shat in the Gemara, the Gemara says that Yoitz, that brachas are only mid Rabbonon, Memele, even if he didn't hear the bracha, and he's not Yoitz with the bracha, oh, but the Afroshes Shuma was a good Afroshes Shuma. Why? Because brachas is mid Rabbonon. So he's taking the Gemara. Hayoisa the chib to make a bracha is only midrabbana. Zoltak is I'm loads of yoisa, you're not yoisa the bracha because you couldn't hear the bracha. You're deaf. Oh, but the hafrosh is true, it's a good hafrosh is true because the bracha is only rabbana. Zoltak toises rosh, vice toises cloth in the Gemara. Alu yitzuye, the bracha of truma would be minatoyre. And you're not Yoitzi the Bracha, it wouldn't even be Afrosh's Truma either. It would be Ma'akiv the whole Mitzvah. If a Bracha is Minat Torah on a Mitzvah and you didn't make the Bracha, you're not Yoitzi the Bracha, you're not even Yoitzi the Kima Mitzvah. It happens to be that the Bracha is only Minat Bodom. Mele, you're not Yoitzi the Bracha, it doesn't affect Afrosh's Truma. Were the Bracha to be Achir Minat Torah and you're not Yoitzi with the Bracha, you wouldn't be Yoitzi even with the Mitzvah. What's one thing got to do with the other? But the Tosfos HaRosh said in the Klav for the Gemara, wherever you got a bracha min haTorah, if you didn't make that bracha, then even the mitzvah on which you made it, you're not Yoitz. Valdikachit. It was in the Geir to us. It's very important. Somebody who doesn't make a bracha, Birchas haTorah, and the Birchas HaTorah is Midat Torah. Come to Chorus, you've not made the Birchas HaTorah. If so, the mitzvah of Limud Torah, you won't be Yoitzah. So if a person will learn Torah without a bracha, he's not even Yotze Mitzvah Lema Torah. He's not Yotze Mitzvah Lema Torah. Because of where the bracha is at the rice and you didn't make the bracha, then it's ma'akil the whole kiyum mitzvah. So you're not kind Mitzvah Lema Torah. Oh, he was there, how about Eitzah? Then he doesn't make the bracha. Which is mechuyim in Torah. Other the bracha and the Yotze Mitzvah Lema Torah is the ganze Torah that I'm telling you was Nishke Mitzvah Lema Torah. It was Nishke Mitzvah Lema Torah, Otter can have Eidah. Because he's not made a bracha, but he's not made a bracha. What? He commits to the Mitzvah Sarsai Ishmael. On a bracha, he commits to the Mitzvah. So I'm telling you a good word. And he hears a good word, not I know it from them. Aber can the Mitzvah, it is nicht. Art nicht, it doesn't make any difference. Because even if he's made no bracha, it doesn't need them, because nicht can the Mitzvah. Can I wait and nicht get on the bench? Nicht can the Mitzvah, nicht can bracha, but I'm not going to get on the bench. So he's heard a good word without an Aveira. Say that voice. A nifle de kechit. I want to tell you something. I want to, as I say, I don't want to keep it. I want to only tell you a word. Using that idea, and I have to leave you in the middle, fortunately. But using that idea, I want to tell you a word from Klausenberger. It might seem a bit strange coming from me, but Klausenberger from a Gottlich Gefühl. Toilet's Emmers, from McCabell's Eye, from McCullough, from anybody. Anybody who's up to Toilet's Emmers. Klausenberger once said, should I appelladike Hilchus Eretz Yisroel? At the beginning, which the Rosh and the Mordechai and all the Rishonim quote at the beginning of Masechet Chulin. In the beginning of Masechet Chulin, the Rosh quotes Hilchos Eretz Yisroel. What's saying Hilchos Eretz Yisroel? Hilchos Eretz Yisroel, this is, I don't know who the author is, it's from Kadmonim, Einfassen, from Eretz Yisroel. She's a Yerushalmi, so to speak. They don't. Somebody was a Sheikhet, and he shechted the Behemah, and he didn't make a bracha on a Shechita. The behemoths of Hamas Nevela. They state in says. The Shoichet forgot to make a bracha, and the Kishoch, the behemoths of Nevela, on a bracha. Shreid ala givals. You can't understand. How can it possibly be? A Shechita on a bracha, the behemoths of Nevela, on a bracha. Yes, you can't understand. Is all the Rishonim, the Rosh, from the Allah Matcha, the Zilch, 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 not so quick, he says. The Shittas al-Rishalmi is, and there's a lot of rise for that which I want to go into, Shittas al-Rishalmi is, that all Birchas HaMitzvahs are min HaTorah. Birchas HaNenin that we make, that's taken the institution of the Rabbon. Aber Birchas HaMitzvahs, making brachas on mitzvahs doesn't min HaTorah. As there is the Shittas al-Rishalmi, it's the rise of them. We don't hold of that. Shittas of Bavli is the Sai Birchas HaNenen, Sai Birchas HaMitzvahs HaMidrabon. But the Shittas of Yerushalmi is a Chilek. Birchas HaNenen, Shachni B'Zvorek, Kedoyim Tachar HaBonon. But Birchas HaMitzvahs HaMidrabon. That is the Shittas of Yerushalmi. That is what the Tazim of God say. If that's the Shittas of Yerushalmi, Shilchas Eretz Yisrael, Kup Dechois, that this Broch which you have to make on a Shechita, that's the Minatayla, that's the Birchas HaMitzvahs. Und ich sage, ich glaube, kennt ihr ja, sie sagt, verdient sich aber dann, dass er ein Birchus am Mitzvus. Wenn es ein Birchus am Mitzvus kommt, dann ist ein Birchus am Mitzvus mit der Teure, Leute, sie zeigen sich auch nicht. This Scheuchet didn't make a Brache. Lefi, the Toises are Rosh, the Toises are Rosh is in Brachas, that any Brache was in der Teure, if you don't make that Brache, it's my Akia for you, the Kiem am Mitzvus, kommt der Heus auf der Schilchus alles ist so. If the person forgot to make the Brache, it's my Akia for the ganze Kiem am Mitzvus Schritte. It is a Hade der Beima am Mitzvus Schritte. Hey, was ist der Beima an der Wehle? So my Akia, the Beima an der Wehle. We don't hold of that. All the Rishonim don't pass on that. Because we hold the Birchus HaMitzvahs. It's also only with Rabbon. It's only with Rabbon. Zichar Nishmachet. But the Shittas HaRishalmi, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, is the Birchus HaMitzvahs min HaTorah. Ein Birchus HaMitzvahs min HaTorah. Come to Chos Eibazoi. Dav Zayin, on Akim HaMitzvah and Shechita. On Akim for Mitzvah and Shechita. The Behemah and the Behemah. Those are Shittas. Mit them, Tosfos HaRosh. The Klaus and Megaron Femit Nisham. One other word I want to tell you, which is Kedai to the hear. The previous gentleman took away 5 minutes for my Doshim. She says, so, yeah, I mean, this Bechav and given Lahazik. So that's Shagasariya, you do it like Shagasariya. Shagasariya, Tariqis Dvorim Sin Chavdal Chav, hey, as to whether Birchus HaTorah is a Chim in HaTorah, it's a Chim in Rabbon. The Chim Birchus HaTorah is a, and I stay Kishay Hashem Mekrahol, and can't answer that Svachter. This kid the Reiser. So the Shagzari, Chava Raya Bichzatoye, the Chiv to make Bichzatoye Minatoye. That was. The Raya for the Gemara. The Gemara is up to the Nidor and Lomit Sia, Almo of Doret. What's the Gibrain to Chum in Klal Yisrael? And for the Gemara, Shloi Bochum Atoye Tchil. They didn't make Bichzatoye. As they said, the pastors of Gemara didn't make Bichzatoye. For the Shagzari, Bichzatoye. If the whole Indian to make Bichzatoye is only Midrabonon, like all of the brachas, is that a chum? From this kind of a rabbanon, is that a chum? Kids are a chum. Kids are ummegel. Elamai zeraya. Vichzatayin is minatayin. Say the shasya. Take a hashay. You upgraded vichzatayin. So vichzatayin zeh. No, why is my kind of a mitzvah from vichzatayin minatayin? Vet afdem vet a chum. God, you fulfilled that mitzvah in the Torah. What, you've missed out one of the Tariag mitzvahs in the Torah. Now, then, with Yechum, Achum, Klarish, was Achum, because you fulfilled one mitzvah in the Torah, was it not in there? His chatting was, I say, Hey, Yosef, if Bichus HaTorah is in the Torah, and the Klarish didn't make Bichus HaTorah, it's a ganze limit Torah, the lens, but it's a kind of the Torah. Oh, does it, Achum? The chum is not sleeping on the roish cross the mitzvah. The chum is not bochum at the chile. If the ganze libertarian can live at the chile. Oh, a klal Yisrael was led is the tere. Aber hat er gewisse da chum. Mashiach ain't gain a birch is a tere is no mit rabbon, no? Then it's not ma'akiv the libertarian on the klal Yisrael led. Aber hat er gewisse da chum. If me dem both can massach sachen fänfen. Aber, can you should begin at zoi. The ksav soifa is teicht. You should only part company with people with teich divrei Torah. So the ksav sofer with teich divrei Torah. In the middle divrei Torah. If you finish off the divrei Torah, the person forgot has nothing to think about anymore. But I leave you in the middle, and you go away. I say, what's to zachen? I say, I should carry a boy's hat and come.